Just a setting and a rocking.
Howdy, Abner. You doing anything?
Oh, howdy, Elma. Come on in. Of course I'm doing something. I'm rocking.
Oh, sorry I'm late. Stopped off and did a little Christmas shopping.
I brought you something.
Oh, a fruitcake. Well, thank you, Abner. It looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, I like fruitcake. Although I must admit one fruitcake lasts me a while. I got one for a present last year. I think it was made of brandy, nuts, fruit, and cement. Oh, I tell you.
Oh, that's the one you're using for the doorstopper.
Yeah, that's the one. Makes a good doorstopper.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to an old-fashioned traditional Christmas. Of course, kind of hard now that I'm retired and living in that senior citizen's apartment. You ever try to hang up your stockings over a hibachi?
Yep. Times have changed, all right.
Yeah, and with the energy crisis, I'm thinking of putting candles on the tree instead of the lights. You know, just like in the old days.
Well, maybe, but just like the old days, you might end up with a curtain fire. Yeah, it used to happen every once in a while.
Why
don't you join me? Why shouldn't he? Nothing like rocking a bit. Say, I was going to ask you, did you drive at the president's recommended speed limit of 50 miles an hour?
No, sir, you'll never get me to drive that fast.
Well, I don't know why they're all talking about the gas shortage today. My goodness, I ran out of gas 10 years ago.
Yeah, I had an energy crisis before anyone even knew what it was. Say, I also did a little shopping for the grandkids.
Oh, I got to do that myself, too. They always give me something.
Yeah.
Lately, you know, it's hobby things. Never use them. My hobby is what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, that's just what I rockin'. Say. Why can't they just let us rock?
Yeah.
Why do they think we need hobbies? After all, there's still beautiful sunrises to see. Birds on the wing.
There's still girls to watch, you know.
Well, I was coming to that.
Well, so who needs a hobby?
Well, I like hobbies all right if I can do them sitting down.
I don't know, but I'm with you.
Say, you know Raymond Fish, don't you?
Raymond, sure.
Got a new girlfriend, he did. Yeah, she gave him a home haircut kit last Christmas.
Home hair? Did he use it?
She did. She cut his hair.
Did she save money? You know, haircuts have cost quite a bit today.
She sure did. Medicare covered everything.
Oh, my goodness. So crisp out today.
Remember Dottie Dusek?
Rather, Dottie.
I asked her what she wanted for Christmas, you know. She said nothing was nicer than a matched set of $50 bills.
Well, that sounds like Dottie. Yeah.
Still looks good, though. Oh, maybe a little more dandruff than in the old days. Although she says she's been using a new dandruff preventative.
Oh?
Comes in yellow and blue and green.
Does it get rid of the dandruff?
No, but it makes your dandruff look like confetti. Pretty nice.
I was going to ask you, too, with the energy crisis, you got your thermostat turned down 6 degrees lower this week?
Yes, I did. Only trouble is my blood circulation dropped 8 points lower.
Oh?
Getting out my old union suit, though. I'll tough it out.
That reminds me of Laura Flounce. You remember her? Laura Flounce?
Laura. Laura, yeah. Oh, a lot of us will never forget her.
Oh, she was always in style, that girl. As a matter of fact, she told me that only recently she gave up miniskirts.
Is that right?
Yeah, trust Laura, though. She sold them all to the Scottish Army. Character.
What's she doing now?
Oh, she's selling red flannel underwear down at the Army Surplus Store.
Is that right?
And with the colder houses these days, you know, people are snapping them up.
Yeah.
They're all factory seconds. You can get a good deal down there.
Factory seconds?
Well, you know, a little something went wrong here and there.
Oh, what was wrong with yours?
Well, the flap was at the other end.
Oh, well, that posed problems, all right. Well, I'd better be going, Abner.
You don't have to run along, do you?
Yeah, I better.
Well, we'll see you. Bye, Alma.
I'll see you. Oh, boy, it's getting cold out there.
Elmer, you... You opened the refrigerator door.
Oh, gotta have my eyes checked in. Goodbye, Elmer.
Goodbye, Elmer.